All right, and with that said, we are going to bring on Sister Evelyn Sprinkle. We love and appreciate Brother and Sister Sprinkle. Now, we can say this about Sister Evelyn. We know both Brother Sprinkle and Sister Sprinkle, they are prayer warriors. And Sister Sprinkle has helped us with many of our people, including our young ladies, our women, and our mother. So we really appreciate her for all that she is doing. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Sprinkle now. Sister Sprinkle.
Thank you, Brother Vic. I appreciate it. Good morning, church. This is a really good day. I want to talk to you about something that's been going in my heart over and over and over, and it's something that God wants us to really get it deep within our heart, and it's called loyalty. Loyalty can be many different things to different people. But I want to read something to you, how the dictionary describes loyalty. Loyalty is the state of being, ultimately unselfish. It's a byproduct of love that compels someone to place importance in another and another's well-being above even their own, without decision and without question. Loyalty is standing by another person regardless of anything else. When this came about, I was praying and I was asking the Lord. I said, Lord, I want something that's deep from my heart, and I want something that I truly believe in. And as this started unfolding, you know, we ask for wisdom. We ask for righteousness. We ask for truth. We ask for all those things. But loyalty to God, loyalty to the man of God, loyalty to our pastor's wife, loyalty to our brother and sister, loyalty to our kids, loyalty to our family. And, you know, that is something that we need to get, because as a church and as God is helping us to win souls, because we are going to win souls, and He is going to give us the revival that He has promised. And as I was thinking loyalty, I was thinking, you know, Lord, am I loyal? Can I say that I'm loyal? And this is something that God has to give us understanding. He's got to help us, because we think we're loyal, but there's times when I fall short of being loyal. And I was thinking, as new people are coming in, our new converts, you know, they're like a sponge, and they're watching everybody, and they're excited, and they're looking at this brother, this sister, and let me tell you, when they see that a church is loyal, you can feel it. You talk about unity, loyalty. You know, I want to tell you a little story about myself. My family, I'm talking about my earthly family, they know I am loyal to my church. They know that I'm loyal to my pastor. And with that loyalty comes, you have to be accountable. And I'm so thankful that they know that there isn't anything in my life that I'm not going to run by my pastor. Nothing. And that even goes down to if I'm going to miss a service or whatever, they know I'm going to call my pastor and let him know, or my pastor's wife. Because I'm loyal to them. And when I was gone for that month in Arizona, I can't even tell you. When I would get a text from my pastor and my pastor's wife, or even my church family, it was strength. You know, when my brother passed away, our pastor sent me a voicemail, and I played it before all my family, because I wanted them to know that I am so blessed to have a pastor that walks with me all the way, no matter what, in the good times, the bad times, the fun times, all those times. But loyalty, church, we've got to ask God. God, we've got to be loyal to one another. We have to. It's just as important as all the other things that we ask for in our walk with God. And I just hope that somehow you can feel my burden, because I feel it. I feel that we have to be loyal. And it's something that God wants to bless our church with, because we want people to know that no matter what, we are loyal to one another. See, because when you're loyal, nobody can pull the wool over your eyes. You know what I'm saying? And I just hope that loyalty, you know, you think about it. I think when it comes to my husband, there's many things to be loyal about. But it's like, you know, we have to get like, I always tell myself, you know, I'm kind of like a dog in the church, you know. I just run around the perimeter, you know, and I'm talking in the spirit realm and all those things just to make sure, because every church has to have them. And I never want to take loyalty for granted. Never. I want to make sure that that's one of the characters that God has given me, because that's how the world's going to know us. And that's how the world's going to know that we love one another. None of us are perfect. We're never going to be perfect, but we got to strive for that perfection. And we've got to encourage one another with words, to lift one another up and say, you know what? We're going to be loyal. We're going to link hands. We're going to link arms. We're going to link up in the spirit realm. We're going to be there for one another, because we have to be loyal. I want to read something out of the Word of God. You know, I was trying to skim through it and see, you know, if I would get this great revelation, but I just want to go to Proverbs 3. And it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them upon thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to the navel, and marrow to the bones. You know, when I read that last verse, I thought, when you think of your body, moral, you know, sometimes that helps somebody get healed of cancer. They're going through cancer, the moral and the bones. And I just pray that we get, there's so many things in God's world, and we have to start catching it. We have to start doing it. You know, we have to ask God, because, you know, God said, you know, with wisdom, he said he would give it to us liberally. Liberally. That, to me, liberal means he just pours it out. There's no question. And I just want us to really, you know, get loyalty deep in the heart of our church. Church, I love you, and I pray for you, and I'm thankful that we're in a time as this, because even though the world is in chaos, they don't even have a clue what loyalty is. I love you, and have a good day, and I'll see you tonight. I'm handing it over back to you, Brother Vic.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Sprinkle. Wow, this was great, and thank you for speaking from your heart about this issue this morning, about loyalty. And I don't need to cover many details this morning, church. Just one thing that I need to say. You know, and I'm glad Sister Sprinkle brought it up, we can talk about unity, and of course every church needs unity, but without strong loyalty, we will not have strong unity. They are like chain links that go hand in hand. So once again, thank you for that great word this morning, Sister Sprinkle. Church, why don't we just go ahead and close with prayer and ask the Lord, thank Him for this loyalty that He's, that this message of loyalty this morning, and that the Lord would make sure it's embedded in deeply in each and every one of us. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Sister Sprinkle. We thank You for this great word on loyalty that she has given us this morning, Lord God. Help us to receive it in our minds, in our spirit, Lord God, and help us to pray that we have this strong, strong sense of loyalty in each and every one of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. And with that said, church, we want to remind everyone about our church service tonight. We will be having Brother and Sister Chavez and their family tonight, so make sure you are there at 7 p.m. prayer, 7:30 p.m. service. We look forward to seeing all of you there. Amen. Have a great day.